be paid more than those in the afternoon. But here Jesus says, be content with your wages. We all need to be content with what we have in Christ. We need to be struggling constantly for more. It's like Tom talked about in his Bible class. We can't get complacent. We can't get idle. We need to be working and studying constantly. Content with such as we have. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. What do we have to fear if he will never leave us nor forsake us? You know, I can say Jesus is right here by my side right now, and every one of you ought to be able to say the same thing if you're a true and faithful Christian. Because this verse right here says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now let's look at some of the remedies for anxiety. First, let's look at prayer. The spirit of prayer always. Philippians 4:6. And stay here for a minute because I'm not going to the next verse on your sheet. I'm going to be here for a few minutes, so stay here. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. You know, we sing a song in our songbooks, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's why when we have problems, take it to the Lord in prayer. If things are overwhelming us and we're anxious, take it to the Lord in prayer. Now let's talk about thanksgiving, and here's where I'm staying still in Philippians 4:6. In Philippians 4:6, when we talk about thanksgiving, it says, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. But how many of us ask stuff of God and never thank Him once for when He gives them to us? Well, He gave that to us, so now let's move on to something else. Instead of stopping and saying, thank you, Lord, for that. You know, being alive every day is enough to be thanking God for repeatedly. The food we eat, the clothes we wear, the roof over our heads, the brothers and sisters we have in Christ, all these should be things that we're thanking God for several times a day. Thanksgiving is a cure for care. Singing banishes worries. I've talked about before, I can still picture my mother in front of the kitchen sink looking out the window singing church songs as she washes dishes. It's funny how that when we have troubles and woes and anxieties, sing a song from the songbook, and you'd be surprised how your cares kind of float out the window. If you start praying and thanking God for what you have and singing, you'll find that there's no room in thankful hearts for worry. Paul was content even in prison. Acts 16:23-25. And when they had laid many stripes upon him, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safe, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Acts 16:23-25. How many of us could be that content in that situation? Most people would say, where is God? They've just beaten me. Now they've thrown me into prison. They'd be looking for some other direction other than God, because they said God don't exist. But we know here that Paul and Silas knew that God existed. They believed in God, and they were content enough to pray and sing praises unto God. Are you struggling with anxiety? If you are, you need to read your Bible more and gain more faith. If you don't have a Bible, let us know, and we will be glad to get you a Bible. All it takes is opening it up and reading the Scriptures. You'd be surprised how comforting they can be. They can build us up. They can strengthen us. We need to learn to be content with what we have. 1 Timothy 6:6. 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. We all have a lust and a desire for certain things in life. Why not have a lust to be content? And true godly contentment. Because it'll be a great gain. If we need something and truly need it, let's take it to the Lord in prayer. And once again, I'm telling you, be careful what you pray for. God's probably not going to answer your prayer if you say, "Oh Lord, I need a 2015 Cadillac. I want all the luxuries. I want leather seats. I want them heated. I want everything on it that they come and make on it." You think He's going to give it to me? No. I don't really need that. If I need food, if I need shelter or clothing, pray for those things. He will probably help find you a way to get those things. You know, I've been amazed my whole life that a lot of times when I need something, it's there. I remember I was in school and I said, "Boy, I'd like to have me a pair of black penny loafer shoes for church." Guess what? Someone donated some to the church that happened to fit me. I said, "Look at here." Every time I wore out a suit and I needed a new suit, I'd say, "Boy, I could sure use a new suit." Guess what? Someone would come by and donate one to the school, and it just happened to be my size. I said, "Look at here." I've been blessed more and more over every day because of the faith and the love I have in God. And God will give you what you deserve and need if you love Him and keep Him number one. If you have a spiritual song in your heart and on your lips, you will have no worries. Some of you may be anxious because you've never put on Christ in baptism. It may be because you feel the need that's in your heart to obey the gospel. The plan of salvation is you must hear the gospel. Mark 16:15. You must believe the gospel. Mark 16:16. You must repent of all of your sins. Luke 13:3. When we say repent of them, that means do them no more. They're behind you, but you can't partake of them anymore. Then you must confess Christ as the Son of God. Acts 8:37. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Matthew 28:18-20. And then be faithful to the end of your life. 1 Corinthians 15:58. If you do those things, you will have a crown of life in heaven. You'll be like Lazarus. You will have no wants anymore. No earthly wants. All your wants and needs will be taken care of. Maybe some of you out there are Christians and you hadn't lived like a Christian is, should live. And anxiety is taking over your life. Be content. Find true godly contentment. How did we say do it? Reading your Bible. Praying every day. Singing songs of praises to God. And above all, thank God for what you have. Even the least little thing, thanking for it. If we can help you any way spiritually this morning, please come as we stand and as we sing.